أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. صدق الله العظيم. This is the sixth يا أيها الذين آمنوا of the Quran Sharif, also Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah number 208. Before we go into the meaning of this ayat, it is important for us to understand what is termed as the shani nuzul, the reason of revelation or the circumstances surrounding the revelation of this ayah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to Medina Tayyiba whilst there was a great resistance from the Yahud of Medina Munawwara. There were those that accepted Iman in Islam. Amongst them, foremost, was a very great scholar, a renowned scholar of the Torah, Abdullah ibn Salam, and others had also joined him, and they had accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a very, very sincere sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was absolutely no trace of nifaq or hypocrisy, and he remained on Islam and he left this world in the state of Islam also. However, being a scholar of the Torah, after accepting Iman and Islam, a thought had come into his mind. Now, before we go to that, we need to understand that the Yahud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had given them the Sabbath, the Saturday, the day which they will honor and venerate. And secondly, in the Torah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prohibited the consumption of camel meat. So this sahabi and the others that accepted with him, they had a thought in their mind that if we continue the honoring and veneration of the Sabbath, because Islam does not dishonor the Saturday, and number two, we carry on abstaining and not eating from the meat of camel, because Islam did not compel us to do so, we will understand that Friday is the day of Jumu'ah, and number two, we would understand that it is permissible to partake of the camel's meat, but based on the fact that we are in a position to practice upon both the Torah and the Quran, we will multiply our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now bear in mind that on the one hand, whilst the Torah, the original, was revealed to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam, and like that the Injil to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and the Zabur to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, the original scriptures were undoubtedly the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were worthy of being venerated and honored. However, the revelation of the Quran Sharif had abrogated and nullified all the previous scriptures and revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu had what would be regarded as a very sincere thought of multiplying his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this ayah to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkhulu fi silmi kaffa. O you who have brought Iman, enter Islam completely. At this, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has made a comment, and a very pertinent comment, that sometimes sincerity is not what is intended in the Shariat if it is void of the hukam and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes people think that this is sincerity, and they go beyond the boundaries and exceeding the limitations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is not what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. So when you have brought Iman, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, enter into Islam in totality, completely. Now there is two aspects to this ayah, there's two dimensions in this ayat. The one is complete entry into Islam means, O insan, O believer, you yourself, your body, your physical body, your mind, your heart, your soul, all of it enters Islam. It can never happen that you're practicing, but then your heart is not there. It can never happen that you are doing something, but on the other hand, you do not believe and you're not convicted to the belief that this is the command of Allah Ta'ala. So all aspects, the heart, the mind, and also the body, if each limb enters into the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The second dimension is this, that when you enter into Islam, then you accept the whole of Islam. Again, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, that it is not sufficient for us to think that ibadat is the be-all and end-all of the Shariat, or the masjid is the be-all and the end-all of the Shariat. And then when it comes to our other practices of deen, for example, the practice insofar as our business dealings are concerned. So there I will compromise, and there I will break the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, or there I have a different view with regards to our business dealings. It can never happen that a believer brought iman, and then in his social interaction, either with his parents or his spouse or his siblings or other family members, neighbors, etc., over there I compromise, and there I'm not a Muslim. It is the law of the country as far as inheritances are concerned, and all of that, that is not what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about. Allah Ta'ala is speaking about the Shariat as a whole in every aspect. As far as our aqidah, our belief is concerned, our ibadat is concerned, our social interactions are concerned, our business dealings are concerned, our akhlaq, our character is concerned, in every aspect, I'm adhering to the deen of Allah Ta'ala, to the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is what Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala wants. Thereafter, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And do not follow the footsteps, do not follow in the footsteps of shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. For certainly, he is a manifest, he is an open enemy to you. This part of the ayat gives us another very important lesson. The shaitan will always make it seem that things that are baseless in the Shariat, things that are not based in the Shariat, they become prominent in our lives, things that were not found in the Quran, it is not found in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is not found in the lives of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they become prominent in the life of a person, and one begins to act against the Shariat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in that way, and then a person feels that this is sincerity, this is dedication to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and in this way that manifest enemy of ours, shaitan begins to lurk in the heart, and a person then sways away from the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So in short and in brief, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala commands us that we ourselves, our bodies, our minds, our hearts, our soul, we all enter into Islam, and the other is bring the whole of Islam into our lives, bring it into our homes, in the lives of those that are close to us, and in this way we will become adherent to the commandments of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.